This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More severe weather across the nation.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor of the National Weather Service says expect more snow and frigid temperatures in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York, where yesterday a plane slid off a snowy taxiway in Rochester.
Storm system moves through and brings the snow. It's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
And on the West Coast, Oregon's governor has declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and the tragedy in which a pregnant woman, her 15-year-old brother, and her boyfriend slipped on ice and touched a downed live wire. All three were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
Snow and freezing temperatures for today's March for Life in Washington. Opponents of abortion rights are rallying on the National Mall. Looks like Israel's top officials don't agree on how to handle the war with Hamas and get back those hostages Hamas is holding. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
An Israeli war cabinet member says only a ceasefire deal can win the hostages' release. Gadi Eisenkot says those claiming the hostages can be freed through military pressure were spreading illusions, the former army chief's comments broadcast on Israel's Channel 12 television station late Thursday were the latest sign of a growing rift among political and military leaders over the direction of Israel's war on Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hunter Biden will testify privately before the House Oversight Committee next month, February 28th. Republicans have been investigating his overseas business dealings for over a year, trying to link them to his father, which they have not been able to do so far. President Biden's expected to sign that short-term spending bill Congress sent him, avoiding a partial government shutdown. This is AP News. Now to the state that's residents are more likely to die unnecessarily than those in any other state. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
New data show Mississippi has the highest rate of preventable deaths in the U.S. According to state health officials, Mississippi ranks at the bottom of virtually every health care indicator and at the top of every health disparity. According to a report by the Mississippi State Medical Association, the state ranks worst for infant mortality, with black infants nearly twice as likely as whites to die. The state's obesity and diabetes rates remain among the nation's highest. Experts say one way to improve health outcomes is to increase access to health care coverage for working-class Mississippians. I'm Norman Hall.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to its lowest level in more than a year, fell to 187,000 for the week ending January 13th. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.